Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together from all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, and travel expert.
And I'm Al John. I'm a content creator, and I'm just having fun here, loving Disney, Star Wars, and Marvel, and food talk.
You know, you were making fun of me the last show about something about a pregnant pause. Now, listen to you.
You said,
I'm Al John.
Like share.
Exactly. One word, two syllables, easy to remember, hard to forget.
It's like you forgot who you were. Other than your name.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I'm Kat. I'm an experiential producer and a film historian, and I'm definitely not a vampire. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. Today, we are once again talking about Halloween.
Oh,
yay!
You know, it's the gift that keeps giving.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it?
It's September, which is just Halloween Eve. But if you didn't hear the show last week where we talked about new things to try at Epcot, you should definitely go back and listen to that.
Love it.
After or before or simultaneously as you listen to this one. That might be chaotic, but whatever.
Simultaneously.
You could do that. Then that wouldn't bother you. You can handle like the TV and the radio and then the kids talking, and I'm like, please just make it all stop.
Forever multitasking.
Yeah.
It's too much chaos for my brain.
It is. It's a lot. I try not to do that anymore. I try to be at peace and one with myself and my media these days. So.
Some days it's good. Some days, like this morning, I was listening to a murder podcast and I was very invested in it. And my coworker had a full conversation with me and I did not hear a word she said.
That is
one word.
It's awesome when you can do that, right? I mean, I think it is.
Yep. You know? I was like, I don't know what's going on, but hopefully it wasn't important.
You know, listening is overrated.
Back to the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory accident. Gotta go.
Oh, God. Hey, gang. Before we get into the Halloween fun at the Walt Disney World Resort, let's first talk about ways that you can save with Kristen. Now, she books all kinds of vacations for everybody, has been for over a decade now, if not longer. How long have you been doing this, Kristen?
Since February of 2011.
Yeah. So, yeah, over a decade. There you go. So how can people save money on their next trip to the Walt Disney World Resort?
Well, if you are a Disney Visa card member, we have the perfect deal for you if you are wanting to travel in early 2024, which early in the year is my favorite time because the weather is cooler and the crowds are less. So you can save up to 35% on stays most Sunday through Thursday nights, January 9th through February 22nd. And most nights, February 25th through March 24th. You can save up to 20% on stays most Friday and Saturday nights from January 12th through February 24th. So you definitely want to be taking advantage of this. 35% off, that is a nice chunk, and it's a good time to go.
It certainly is. Save time, save money. Save yourself from the aggravation of navigating through, you know, booking the trip yourself, and get some money back. That's so important. So you can spend money on what really counts, which is food and merchandise.
Truth.
I'm saying. Kristen, how can people email you and take advantage of your deals?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Oh, well, that was abrupt.
What happened there?
We're supposed to fade out.
We don't like that song anymore. It's like, over.
Yeah, it's over. I undropped the needle. I just picked it up. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Sure. Why not? Let's move on. Let's get on with Halloween.
Halloween.
So, woo. Yeah. Kristen, you want to kick us off here?
Oh, yes. So, starting October 1st, that's when you will be able to enjoy all these delicious holiday treats that we are talking about. So, kicking it off at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, the Mara, available the 1st through the 31st. They have, this is so cute, I must say.
It's adorable.
It is the Black Cat Tart. It is carrot cake topped with orange caramel, toasted coconut, and a pumpkin cheesecake. But it is so cute.
Whoa. Like
I don't that. Really like carrot cake, but I'm all about the cat, so I will eat that.
I love carrot cake, especially with the cream cheese frosting.
And hell.
A lot of times I get in it, it's just too dry, and I don't like dry cake.
Well, then it's not right. It's not right. I can tell you that every carrot cake I've had, just about, if I remember, at Walt Disney World Resort has been absolutely awesome.
That is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the next one here, I think, is right up Cat's Alley over at Beach Club Marketplace.
It's up Cat's Alley. Very nice. Very nice.
The Captain Hook cookie. It is a vanilla sable with strawberry jam, peanut butter ganache, buttercream, and chocolate decor. Now, what it is it looks like a taco.
It looks like a little taco. I couldn't eat it because it would kill me, but it looks like a small taco that has a mustache.
That's I'm obsessed.
Cool. Also, they have the Ursula Tart, a vanilla tart filled with spice cake, chocolate ganache, blackberry pearls, blackberry mousse, and chocolate decor. At Beaches and Cream Soda Shop, the Butter Pecan Pumpkin Shake. Butter pecan ice cream with pumpkin flavoring, caramel and chocolate sauces, and a vanilla cupcake decorated like a Mickey pumpkin with sprinkle decor.
Cool. Cute.
Very nice.
A lot of cool stuff.
Okay, Kat, what about the boardwalk?
Yeah, over at Boardwalk Deli and Carousel Coffee, available October 1st to the 31st, you can get the Halloween Half Moon Cookie at the deli only. You could get the creepy cupcake. It's a vanilla cupcake with blood orange curd filling, vanilla whipped cream, chocolate cookie crumbs, and sugar pumpkins. Or you could try the Boo Brownie. It's a Mickey-shaped brownie topped with ganache and buttercream ghosts.
I do like those the cupcake. Is
yeah. It's so cute.
I like it.
Over at the Contemporary at Contempo Cafe, you could get the Caramel Apple Sugar Cookie that is available October 1st through November 30th.
Nice.
Or you could try the Haunted Mansion Eclair, an eclair filled with caramel apple mousse topped with chocolate caramel ganache with a Haunted Mansion edible image. That one's available from October 1st through October 31st.
Dig it.
So cute. Over at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, Gasparilla Island, available October 1st through the 31st, you could get the Mike Wazowski Pop. It's a confetti cake pop enrobed in green chocolate.
I always think of Boo going, Mike Wazowski!
Mike Wazowski! You could also try the S'mores Ghost Tart, a graham cracker tart shell filled with ganache, milk chocolate mousse, and topped with a marshmallow ghost. The Not So Poison Apple, a chocolate cauldron filled with apple spice cake, apple filling, and caramel buttercream topped with apple mousse. Lots of apple happening.
It's awesome.
It is almost too pretty to eat.
It's so gorgeous.
It's my favorite looking one so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you could try the Minnie Mouse Witch Hat Cupcake. It's a cookies and cream filled chocolate cupcake and robed in ganache.
A yearly
favorite. What? Sorry.
A yearly favorite.
Yes, and how? These next ones might take a run for that Apple's money, but Aljon, tell us about Fort Wilderness.
Man, you know what I'm digging? I'm digging the Vampire Stitch Cake. I'll just go straight to
so cute.
You're going to skip all the other stuff?
No, I'm going to say the rest, but I just want to do that one first because it just was pleasing to me. Okay. Over at Disney's Polynesian Island or Polynesian Village Resort at Kona Island, the Vampire Stitch Cake is chocolate with raspberry ice cream cone buttercream. I don't know what that is. It sounds great. I like buttercream. I like raspberry. I like Stitch.
It's cute.
This is awesome. And it's Stitch with a little vampire. It's a little dome. How cute. All right, over at Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground at Trails End, you've got the pumpkin sugar cookie, tie-dyed Halloween cookie with buttercream. They also have spooky mini cookies and dipping cream, just sugar cookies with dipping icing, which is nice.
They're cute.
And back at Polynesian Village Resort, I should have just continued on, Pineapple Lanai has got this not-so-scary pumpkin soft serve. Which is pumpkin spice flavored soft serve with coconut hopia, which is awesome.
Yes.
With caramel drizzle, graham cracker crumbs, and white chocolate Mickey shaped pumpkin. Yes, please. And twice on Sundays.
I think we're going to need to go there just for that.
I think so too.
Agree.
At Disney's Riviera Resort at La Petite Cafe, they have a chocolate cherry coffin, which is a biscuit sans farine. I said that right. Milk chocolate mousse and Morello cherries.
I want that. It looks so cool.
If it was a Tom Morello cherry, it would be a rage against the cherry.
A rage against the maraschinos.
A rage against the maraschinos. Very nice. I like that one better. Mm-hmm. All right.
Kristen, I feel like you have to make these dipping cookies for your little ones.
I know. They're really cute, aren't they?
They're so fun.
I like them. Over at Wilderness Lodge at Roaring Fork, we've got the Haunted Forest Apple Mousse, which is a green cake with cookies and cream mousse and sour apple mousse. You gotta love these sour apples.
It doesn't tell you how cool it looks, though.
Oh,
it doesn't sound so cool. Like the image of it is awesome because it looks like it's all bark underneath.
Mm-hmm. We'll show some pictures off here at the end while you guys discuss. Oh, are we? Kristen, you want to take it from me? Just go ahead and take it.
You need help.
I need help. I need help.
Help. At the market at Alan Compass, you can get Captain Hook Cookie, vanilla sable with strawberry jam, peanut butter ganache, buttercream, and chocolate liqueur. Ursula Tart. We talked about these already. But over at Disney's Hollywood Studios at ABC Commissary, you can get the spider web tart, spiced milk chocolate tart filled with orange curd, pomegranate molasses whipped cream, candied orange peel, and a dark chocolate spider. Mm. They also have frozen apple cider. You can either get it with the green apple boba balls, not alcoholic, or the cider whiskey version featuring Crown Royal whiskey topped with green apple boba balls.
You know, after
highly recommend. This one was really good last year.
Oh, good. When you said spiderweb tart, I was going to say leave a message and I'll call you back. Go ahead.
Okay. Graveyard cupcake. Fudge-filled chocolate cupcake topped with cookies and cream buttercream, chocolate cookie tombstone, white chocolate bone, and Halloween sprinkles. Here, you can also get that frozen apple cider, either with or without whiskey. At Dockside Diner in Fairfax Fair, the pumpkin patch cookie, pumpkin spice snickerdoodle, topped with pumpkin spice buttercream and pumpkin candies. And Hollywood Scoops, candy corn milkshake, vanilla and candy corn milkshake, topped with an orange donut and Halloween sprinkles.
I like that.
They're very cute. Both the cookies with the pumpkins and the shake look very cute. And then the little tombstone cookies. And for those wondering, yes, I did get the spider web joke, by the way. I am a big No Doubt fan after all.
You must. You must. I bet you Adrian listens to my podcast and he's like, I can't believe you made that corny band.
I couldn't believe. Is it candy corny?
It's super candy corny. Hey, and speaking of candy corn orange, I'm really impressed, and you'll see this when we look at the photos, but how vibrant the orange colors look. They're not muted at all. It's like super orangey, mm-hmm. especially for that donut and the candy pumpkins. They look great. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is it me or Kat? I'm not keeping score.
It's me.
Okay, great, Kat.
Kat. At Pizza Rizza Rat Pizza, you can get the Halloween candy cookie pizza. It's a sugar cookie pizza topped with strawberry jam, white chocolate, Halloween candy, and sprinkles.
That would be fun to make with kids.
Legit.
Truth. It's adorable.
I want to eat it now.
You can also get that frozen apple cider with or without whiskey. And you can also get that frozen apple cider with or without whiskey at Rosie's All American. Back again at Woody's Lunchbox, the Pumpkin Lunchbox Tart. Pumpkin pie-filled pastry tart with marshmallow fondant, candy corn, and Halloween sprinkles.
Yeah. Good.
And at the popcorn carts near Grand Avenue, the tip board and the main entrance, you can get the Halloween Mickey Brownie, a chocolate bounty with Halloween sprinkles. Eljon, tell us what's happening at Animal Kingdom.
All right. At Kusafari Coffee Shop and Bakery and Timu Timu Refreshments, you get the Halloween Colossal Mickey Cinnamon Roll. It's a Mickey-shaped cinnamon roll with Halloween-themed icing. So not a whole lot other than the fact it's orange icing, y'all. I mean, you gotta love
it's just, yeah.
It's orange icing on a cinnamon roll. Yeah. At Pizzafari and Restaurant Asaurus, they've got the Scar Cupcake, which is delicious red velvet cupcake with toasted marshmallow filling, chocolate frosting, chocolate pebbles, white chocolate flames, and an edible scar image. It looks interesting, not necessarily Halloween themed, but I'm here for it.
No, it's very Animal Kingdom.
It is very Animal Kingdom.
I think they should have that like all year long.
And they just might, depending on how it sells. Over at Epcot, over at Connections Cafe, they've got the Mickey Halloween Liege Waffle. Dark chocolate Liege waffle with purple and green icing. I'm down with that too. I love me some Liege waffle.
The only issue I have with the Liege waffle, these specialty ones, they never have them when I'm there. They always have run out of them. And I'm like, just don't even bother with the like specialty ones.
Shall I make you some Liege waffles, Kristen?
No, because they have the Liege waffle. It's just not whatever, like the Mickey Halloween.
You have to like go at the top of the morning to be able to get it.
We did. I don't know. Like, wouldn't they sell out of these things?
Yeah, Kristen's like, we're turning around. They don't have it. I'm like, oh, no point.
Weird.
Over at Sunshine Seasons, they've got the Bat Moose, which is
Oh, these have very limited dates too.
Yes. Get them while you can, y'all. From the 28th through October 31st. So this is specifically for the Halloween weekend. The Bat Moose is tri-colored layers of candy corn flavored white chocolate mousse with dark chocolate glissage and bat wings. And it looks to me like those are the same wings they've used on Figment before.
So yes, it's kind of
like
does.
A repurposed Figment wings.
They probably
on
are.
A dome, which is kind of cool. Like, it's fine. That's completely fine. A couple more things here, might as well. Deluxe Burger has got a very special pumpkin pie shake that's available through the 23rd of November. It's vanilla gelato blended with pumpkin pie mix, caramel sauce, pumpkin spice, graham cracker crumbles topped with whipped cream and pumpkin spice and everything nice. So
I like the sound of that.
At Ganachery, they've got cocoa ganache squares, coconut ganache enrobed in 65%. Chocolate that's plant-based, y'all. And don't forget, during this time, you can always get at various quick service restaurants and outdoor vending locations throughout the Walt Disney World Resort the glow-in-the-dark Donald candy corn sipper, cutest button, must have, because I am a Donald fanatic. And there he is in his candy corn outfit, trick-or-treating, holding a Mickey pants shaped Halloween pail, right?
But I would think you probably could only get that though in the parks.
It says.
I know what it's
OVDs, yeah. Various quick service restaurants and outdoor vending locations throughout Walt Disney World Resort.
Mm.
I mean, because I've never seen
outdoor vending locations. I mean, you know, I guess it'll be vending locations that are like over at the TTC, right? Before you get into the, you know, you go, you have that little confection donut coffee shop there.
Maybe
before you go to Epcot, they've got that, like, who knows. Anyway, go look for it. If they got it, go get it. If you love it, I love it. I think it's awesome. It'll It'll be our thumbnail.
So. I got one. He's a cutie. It's cute. He really does glow in the dark.
I love that. I love that. Awesomeness. Anywho, I think that wraps up yet another edition of our show, y'all.
I know.
I love it. So, go ahead. Close us out.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and click that notification bell. I was going to say, where's my ding?
The page didn't go fast enough.
You are the reason we do this show. So please support us by sharing and giving us 5-star reviews. We greatly appreciate those. And speaking of support, if you'd like to, consider becoming a supporter on Spotify. You can also shop our links. We've got Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Stroller, and Garden Grocer, and you can find those in the show notes below or at diningatdisney.com. Al John, tell everyone where they can find us.
Sure. You can find me, Al John Go, on Instagram. You can also check out our podcast with me and former Disney creative director and world-renowned author Dave Bossert called Skull Rock Podcast, where we talk about all things pop culture as well as Disney, especially in the Renaissance era. We've got tons and tons of people coming on the show. That's all I can say. You know, we actually have a really cool current guest that's coming up. I can't wait to tell you about it on the show, so just find the show and subscribe to it. You can also find Kat on Instagram as well. It's a great place to track her down and see what she's up to. At Catastrophe, that's at CAT_ASTROPHE on Instagram. You can also check out her podcast, Eat the Pictures, a bite-sized podcast about food and film everywhere podcasts are found. Kat.
Dining at Disney can be found on all your favorite social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, and of course at diningatdisney.com. If you haven't already, head over to that Facebook and join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. You can listen to Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. It's very relaxing. I highly recommend. Until next time, I have been Kat. That's been Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.